Morning Watch, Taking the Way of Life in the Lord's Recovery, Week 12, Saturday. Related Verses, 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. He who does not love abides in death. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. John 3:11, 16, 18, and 23 through 24, truly, truly, I say to you, we speak that which we know and testify of that which we have seen, and yet you do not receive our testimony. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. He who believes into him is not condemned, but he who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed into the name of the only begotten Son of God. And John also was baptizing in Enon near Salem, because there was much water there, and people came and were baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison. 1 Peter 1:22, since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth unto unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently. Romans 12:9-10. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Love one another warmly. In brotherly love, take the lead in showing honor one to another. Romans 13:8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves the other has fulfilled the law. Related reading. Death is of the devil, God's enemy Satan, signified by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which brings death. Life is of God, the source of life, signified by the tree of life, which issues in life. Death and life are not only of these two sources, Satan and God. They are also two essences, two elements, and two spheres. To pass out of death is to pass out of the source, the essence, the element, and the sphere of death into the source, the essence, the element, and the sphere of life. This took place in us at our regeneration. We know this. We have the inner consciousness of this because we love the brothers. Love, agape, the love of God toward the brothers, is a strong evidence of this. Faith in the Lord is the way for us to pass out of death into life. Love toward the brothers is the evidence that we have passed out of death into life. To have faith is to receive the eternal life. To love is to live by the eternal life and express it. Not loving the brothers is evidence of not living by the essence and element of the divine life, and not remaining in its sphere. It is living in the essence and element of the satanic death and abiding in its sphere. Through regeneration, we have passed out of the source, essence, element, and sphere of death into the source, essence, element, and sphere of life. First, we have the source. Then, out of the source comes the essence. The essence forms an element, and eventually this element becomes a sphere. Therefore, regarding life, we first have the source of life. Out of this source of life comes the essence of life. The essence forms the element of life, and this element of life then becomes the sphere of life. We may use a fountain to illustrate the difference between the source of life, the essence of life, the element of life, and the sphere of life. Water flows out of a fountain and becomes a river. The fountain is the source. We may say that H2O is the essence of what comes out of the fountain. The essence then takes the form of water, and the flowing water becomes a river. Here we have the fountain as the source, the H2O as the essence, the water as the element, and the river as the sphere. Therefore, in the sphere of the river, we have the water as the element, and the essence of this element is H2O. The source of it all is the fountain. As the children of God, we have received the divine life from God. God is the source, the fountain of the divine life. The essence of the divine life is the very being of God. Hence, God's being, his essence, is the essence of the spiritual water we have received as the divine life. This life also is an element by which and in which we can live. When we live in the element of the divine life becomes the sphere of our living. Now we are living in the sphere of the divine life, possessing the element of the divine life and enjoying the essence of the divine life. Furthermore, as we enjoy the essence of the divine life, we are organically joined to God as the source of this life. This is the reason we say that with the divine life, we have the source, the essence, the element, and the sphere. The principle is the same with death. We were living in the sphere of death, possessing the element of death and suffering the essence of death. Moreover, we were joined to Satan, the source of death. Therefore, before regeneration, we were experiencing and suffering the source, essence, element, and sphere of death.